Quad bikes are considered vital transport on farms around Australia, but they can also be deadly. There's pressure on governments around the nation to regulate the bikes, and safety experts say rollover bars need to be made mandatory. But putting that key safety measure in place is under threat from an unexpected source, the United States. The US says making rollover bars compulsory could be a trade barrier, and it's referred the matter to the World Trade Organization. National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominic Schwartz reports.
They're fast, they're fun, and they're extremely useful on the farm. But quad bikes are also too often deadly, claiming more than 230 lives over the past 18 years. ACCC Deputy Chair Mick Keogh says they're the most dangerous unregulated consumer product in Australia.
An average of 16 deaths a year, an average of six visits to emergency department each day, two of which result in hospitalisation. It's just an enormous impact and harm that arises from the use of these vehicles.
2 years ago, the federal government asked the consumer watchdog to investigate quad bike safety as a matter of urgency. Mick Keogh headed the inquiry. His draft safety code, handed to the government earlier this year, calls for all new general use quad bikes supplied to Australia to have rollover bars integrated into the design or fitted to the vehicles, a call supported by the National Farmers Federation and the medical profession. But quad bike manufacturers Honda and Yamaha are bitterly opposed to this, saying there's no proof rollover bars improve user safety. They've threatened to pull out of the Australian market if they're made mandatory. Tony Webber is the chief executive of the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries.
For them, it's an ethical issue that they will not put on a device into the market that has no safety benefit to it. Because what happens if you do put a device and purchasers do believe that it increases their safety, the behavioural changes that are known to work are likely to be ignored. And those behavioural changes are around not allowing children on adult-sized ATVs, wearing helmets, and not allowing passengers.
The industry has been lobbying the government to not include mandatory rollover bars in any safety code. And now the US, a large manufacturing base for quad bikes, has thrown its weight behind them, referring the matter to the World Trade Organization. The ACCC's Mick Keogh.
The issue was raised that by Australia imposing a safety standard on quad bikes, we may be distorting trade by preventing, for example, some international manufacturers from having free access to the market in Australia.
He says the US has every right to take this action.
But it does frustrate the issue and delay it somewhat, and hopefully we can resolve that fairly quickly and move on. We are fairly firmly of the view, obviously, that this is not an issue of trade constraint. It's very much an issue of safety.
International trade lawyers believe the US action is aimed at pressuring the Australian government as it considers the safety code, but that it's unlikely to lead to a full-blown trade dispute before the WTO. The government says it's waiting for feedback on the draft safety code, being compiled now by the ACCC, and is committed to quad bike safety. Advocates for roll bars say every day's delay could cost another life.
And that's our national rural and regional correspondent, Dominic Schwartz.